The trouble with it, yelled the latest au pair to walk out on us. I can't remember her name. Is here is no love. You have not love. Yes, thanks for that, I said, holding the dog by the collar to stop him running out into the road yet again. Now could you just get out of my house, please? Apart from anything else, it was freezing outside, and having the front door open for too long was letting out all the expensive heat.
I can't! I'm scared and a coward! I left home to prove them wrong, but everybody was so right! I can do it! I can do it!
Don't you want to come along with me tonight? She asked in her harsh crow voice. You haven't been out riding in a week.
No, I don't, said Minx. I don't like riding around in the dark and cold.
You disobedient girl, shrieked the old witch. You'll have to start changing your ways pretty soon.
She glared at Minx with her little red eyes, clapping her tall pointed hat on her scraggly hair.
Well, as long as you're feeling so high and mighty, she went on, you can just get to work and cook up a pot of black spell brew.
Everywhere, the picture of this man with the slightly crooked face. Who is this man? What has he done? Asks a US tourist. He's a crook and certainly the most beautiful one, shouts a Tyrolean woman. Beloso's heart beats out a countdown. It throbs louder and louder in the halls of the imposing station concourse. Already, the bullet is approaching, breaks itself screeching against its direction of flight, but cannot stop. She wants to be, if so, if at all, the last bullet that kills.